Joining us right off the top is Patriots running back Shane Vereen. Hey, Shane.
How you doing?
Hey, thanks for coming by.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. You know, when we said last week, Aaron Salkin, you know, from PR said, oh, you might be able to get Shane Vereen. And he was like, oh, I can't wait.
I think it's
like,
huge.
He was like really excited to talk to you. And he doesn't get excited about anything.
I don't. He's right.
Oh, well, cool. I feel pleasured right
yeah.
now.
Well, the reason I think you're a really intriguing player this year, to be honest with you. You know, we all know you had the big postseason, and I remember Kevin Falk was sort of giddy on Twitter about, you know, that's the kind of athlete that Shane can be and the things he can do.
Right.
And then with Danny Woodhead leaving via free agency, it seems like there's definitely a role there for you to grasp, not just, you know, late in the year or in bits and pieces, but maybe consistently in the passing game.
Right.
You know, the versatility. And I think this, you know, I've taken some heat over the years because I think it was 2 years ago I said, I really think Shane Vereen is like a superstar just waiting to get a chance.
So does Shane Vereen.
Yes. And then, you know, you had the big postseason game with the touchdowns, and I feel like there's that opportunity there. And do you feel the same way, that there is a major opportunity role here for you this year, that this could be the kind of the year where it comes together?
I think there's a humongous opportunity. I hope that I'm able to seize it. You know, I'm focused right now. I'm working hard, and that's my goal, is to just take advantage of the opportunities given. You can only control so much, you know, and I'm trying my best to control what I can control, and when the opportunity presents itself, I hope that I you know, I'm striving to take full advantage of it.
As a member of the offense and this team, we know Brady is sort of the centerpiece of the passing game in the offense. And for so long, it was Welker, but he's not here anymore. And there's some uncertainty with the tight ends, who sort of were the young centerpieces. It just seems like, you know, the Patriots passing game is always thought of as a given. You know, they're going to be in the top three in the league, and they're going to put up all these points. But when you really look at the depth chart this year and sort of the moves, it's maybe not quite the certainty it was in past years. And as a player, how do you look at that?
You know, you look at it as, like, the coaches put certain players around, you know, basically around Tom, around this offense, to try and create the best offense possible. Now, the whatever personnel is called on the field, that's the personnel that's on the field, and we got to make the best of it. We got to execute the plays regardless of who we're playing against, regardless of who's on the field with who. That's what practice is. You know, we're going to, a lot of it will show, I think, in OTAs coming up. I can't really tell you exactly what the offense is going to look like this upcoming season. But I know that, you know, we're going to do our best to execute and to be as successful as possible.
You know, like Kevin Falk was the ultimate change up back. He was the third down back. That's kind of morphed now, because it's not just third down anymore.
Right.
You know, that type of play can happen on any down now in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so obviously it gives more of a role of that type of guy who can not just run the ball, but also be reliable in the passing game, picking up blitzing.
Yeah.
You know, it's you got to be that all around back in the NFL these days. If there was a part of your game that, you know, you're really emphasizing to work on in the offseason, what part of that would you say, you know, this is what I'm really working, I'd like to improve on this offseason?
Well, I think, you know, as a running back, you make it this far because of your running skills. So I think my emphasis this year is not only knowing the passing game, but knowing the ins and out of every intricate part of our passing game, being able to play any position in any situation, and being able to have the coaches and Tom rely on me in that situation, in all those situations that may occur.
Obviously, you know, the passing game is one of the strengths of your game, though, but you are a running back.
Right.
You know, the first word in that is running.
Yeah.
You know, how much have you said sometimes, you know, hey, you know, I'd like to carry the ball a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I think every running back wants to carry the ball. I mean, that's where the excitement is. I feel like when the rock's in your hands, you have an opportunity to make a play. And, of course I want to carry the ball, you know. Of course, you know, I wish that I could carry it 25, 30 times a game, but that's not our offense, and that's not the way that it works. And that's perfectly fine, because we're successful in what we do. And so I would say, you know, when I get my opportunity to run the ball, I relish in it, and I try to make, you know, as much best of it as I can.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but a lot of times, you know, running backs that are in tandems, and you and Steven have been connected, obviously, as draft classmates and kind of working together. People like to name themselves, you know, the Thunder and Lightning. Have you guys even jokingly talked about maybe nicknaming yourselves or what you might be? Or?
No, nothing that relates to football. I know that much.
Oh, that means there's something good.
You open the window, we're going in. What are you talking about?
No, it's just when we were rookies, Coach Fierce had trouble remembering our names for some reason.
Why, he says everybody's name twice. Yeah. Hey, Shane. Yeah.
So there was one time we were in meetings, and he called. He was trying to talk to one of us, but he said Stanley.
And that's me. That's what I
did. Yeah. So we looked at each other, and everybody just busted up laughing, like, who is Stanley? And so me and Steven always call each other Stanley and Stan. And so that's so kind of like the running joke.
You don't call him one? He doesn't call you Tuesday or anything like that?
No. I think that phase is gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm not quoting anything. Yeah. I'm just, keeping my fingers crossed that it is.
What about the boots?
Oh, really? Not a big fan, huh?
The boots need to go.
I mean, those were like, yeah. I didn't even know what those were.
Yeah. I think he was only one step away from Clinton Portis land.
Yeah.
Like, any further.
Actual costumes. Right. I mean, he was this close. Those boots were like My Little Pony looking.
Yeah. I told him,
was like 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I told him I'm on board with the onesies. You know, I can rock with those. But when he wore the boots, I said, I don't know if I can agree with those.
Yeah, at least the onesie you can sell. It's comfortable. It's easy.
Oh, it's really easy.
You allowed yourself to be photographed in a onesie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a couple.
You still wear them? You still wear them?
I haven't in a while. But, I mean, if we wear them, I wear them. There's no shame.
You got to wear them as a group, though.
Exactly. Right, I'm not going out by myself. No.
Strength in numbers.
Absolutely. Going back to what Andy said, I'm on board with him because, like we said, Danny's gone, Woodhead's gone, and, Jeff Demp, see you later. You want to go run track, go ahead. And so really, if you look at the depth chart, you are, the one guy that is, I think, the most versatile when it comes to running back. So, I really look at the same opportunity that Andy does for you this year to really break out. If there's one thing that may have held you back, it's those little nagging injuries in the past. What can you do anything to, guard yourself from that happening early in camp and, as the season is in its, early stages?
I think there's definitely preventative things you can do. But at the end of the day, it's football. And it's part of the game. It's a physical game. Injuries are going to occur. What I can do is take care of myself and my muscles. I mean, the first year, the hamstring pulls, that's on me. I can do my best to take care of those. But I mean, like other injuries that happen, I mean, that's just part of the game. The best you can do is move on from it, try and get back on the field as fast as possible. But you never want to, think about injuries because I feel like playing, trying not to get injured only.
Do you do anything crazy? I know there's been different, hyperbaric chambers and different things that have been kind of fads. Do you do any of that kind of stuff?
Or
supplements or tart cherry juice?
I mean, after...
Elk spray?
Yeah. I mean, after the rookie year when I had a couple, muscle-related injuries, I really focused on hydration. I focused on my weight, and I got really into Pilates.
Okay.
And that's kind of like my... that's kind of like what I've been doing now.
Fred's wife actually was a...
She used to have a studio here in
Oh, really?
Rantham.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've been doing it now for a little over a year.
Yeah.
And actually now the team has kind of adopted it in a couple times a week, and that's kind of been my go-to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, did you watch the Bruins game last night?
Oh, of course.
When you watch a game like that, do you immediately relate it to, being a pro athlete and thinking 60 minutes, like anything can happen in a game?
That's exactly how I look at it. I mean, when they went 4-1, it took every ounce of me not to turn the channel. You know what I mean?
Right. Or, you and everyone else.
Yeah. Or to leave the room, or to go do something else. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the athlete, the competitor in me said, there's still a lot of time left. What if they come back? Yep. That mm-hmm. big what if. And I was like, all they need is one. They got one. It seemed like, maybe Toronto got a little tight, tried to play safe instead of attacking. And, I mean, I don't really know much about hockey. I'm just, this is just what I see, And they made an amazing comeback. And, I mean, that's what sports is all about to me. I mean, that was incredible.
Do you feel for the other side, too? Obviously, you're in New England now. You're kind of a Bruins fan.
Yeah.
But do you feel for the loser? I mean, have you been in that situation?
Yeah.
The other end of comebacks.
Yeah.
I mean, that goalie, when he just flopped looked like he wanted to crawl under the crease and just hide.
Right. I mean, I bet you if he had a pick and a shovel,
yeah,
he probably would have
dug a hole.
Yeah, you definitely feel for the other side. You're happy for your team and, the guys that you're rooting for. But at the same time, you're like, man. I feel for you. Kind of a similar feeling, last year we had. We weren't up 4-1, obviously, but I mean, losing a game that you feel very confident about. You know, it's crushing, but it's going to make them, I think, a better team.
You mentioned the way last year ended. How much do you think about that? I mean, getting shut out in the second half and, you know,
all
leading
it,
you know, all that.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, we thought about once we lost the Super Bowl, we thought about that all year. Now, this whole offseason, we thought about the AFC Championship last year. You know, it's hard to leave you. You know, I still think about my senior year of high school when we lost, you know, our last game and not able to make it to the playoffs. It just, as a competitor, you just can't, some things you just can't shake, you know, and I think it's more so the losses than the wins.
Well,
unfortunately.
Matt Light always used to say that. He hated losing far more than he liked winning.
Right.
And it just stayed with you longer and was hard to
It stays with you, obviously, when you're not on the field, but how often in a game do you think back to moments like that when you say, you know, this feels like that time when we were either coming back or we were getting, you know,
right.
You know, we're falling behind or whatever. How often do you think about that in the moment in a game?
You know, when you're in the moment, when you're actually in the game, I think you're just thinking about, I don't want this to happen like it happened in previous years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just try to take your mind away from that, because I feel like when you start thinking about losing, you're only going to...
Right. You know, open the door.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you just try and, you know, buckle down and try and play better, you know what I mean? But at the same time, sometimes you tense up and you start playing worse. You're not as relaxed. I mean, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, it's tough to really go at it.
Does the opposite, though, happen? Like, we're like, take like last year against was San Francisco. Uh-huh. You guys were down big.
Right.
But you made that remarkable comeback.
Yeah.
Like when you're in that moment, do you think back to times when you're like, hey, you know, we've done this before.
Yeah.
Oh, we
definitely.
Can do this, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know,
think of the Bruins game.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whenever there's time on the clock, I think every athlete feels like when there's time on the clock, there's a chance. You know, the game's not over until it's over.
And that's why I never leave games early. Those people that leave early,
yeah.
I know you want to, and you're always like traffic in and out.
Yeah.
But even if the game doesn't change the outcome, you could see, you know, three home runs in a row in a baseball,
yeah.
And you're like, that's why it's sports, because
right.
you never know exactly how it's going to play out.
Oh, exactly.
So, Shane, I see you sporting your Cal football T-shirt.
Always.
In the locker room, have they built the Rutgers wing yet? Is there like...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean
first of
they're
all,
like overwhelming you guys, because
oh
I know there's SEC representation and,
yeah.
you know...
Yep. Some Florida
you know, some,
guys.
You know, SEC.
Yeah.
But, you know, now big, you know, Big East is like...
And,
yeah.
And that's the worst thing that could have happened for Devin McCourty. Because now he was loud before,
right?
But now it's like just went to another level.
Talk about strength in numbers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I mean, he had his jersey hanging up in, like, in his locker, his Rutgers jersey hanging up all last week. And oh my God, it's Rutgers, you know?
Oh,
I mean, no offense to Rutgers. You know?
Right, right.
The Big East is competitive, and, you know, their jerseys are sweet, and they're a good team. But I mean, come on!
He's a captain, though. He gets to do that, right?
Yeah, he does. He gets to do that. You know, all power to him.
What about your school? You know, they're going through a coaching change, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on your alma mater?
You know, I have the best hopes for him. I haven't had a chance to get out there and meet the new head coach yet. I plan to do it this summer after we're done here. But you know, from what I've heard, you know, things are going in a positive way. I only have a couple guys there that, you know, that I know that are still there. They're excited for it. You know, they like the change. And, you know, I just hope that we can get better from where we were.
All right. Well, Shane, thanks for joining us. We got big hopes for you this year.
That's right.
Oh,
lot riding on this year. I know.
no pressure.
I know no one has, you know, more expectations than yourself for yourself, but everybody is really – really, you know, rooting for you this year.
I'm just going to throw some numbers out there. I'm going to say 6 receiving touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns.
Right. Right. It's 10 so far.
I'm going to say I want you to average about 5.9 a carry on the ground, somewhere in the range of 600 yards.
Mm, okay.
And another 500 to 600 through the air, okay?
All right.
So when you're
book it.
When you're in the moment on the field, don't think about the Bruins game. You got to think about this interview.
Yeah. Numbers.
It's gonna be like, damn.
Andy's big head.
That's right. 5.9.
That's right. You can pick up those
5
yards.
5 receiving touchdowns.
All right.
Thanks,
Shane.
Thanks for having me.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more PFW in Progress.